Hi, my name is Paul Dunay, and welcome to another Buzz Marketing for Technology podcast. So welcome to another Buzz Marketing for Technology podcast. I'm Paul Dunay, publisher of the blog, and today I'm speaking with Peter Friedman. Peter, nice to meet you.
Glad to be here.
Excellent. So Peter just launched a new product today, and I wanted to learn a little bit more about that. So Peter, can you tell us a little bit more?
Sure. Well, our company, LiveWorld, works with major brands to develop their online communities for marketing and support.
Great.
We have a whole range of products. Today, we've introduced a product that we really think is sort of a game changer on what social networking community is about. It's called LiveBar. And LiveBar will instantly add contextually relevant community to every page on a site or just the pages that you want. And it does this by creating a set of social applications that go on every page, bringing that page live. The applications themselves are new. They're similar to traditional applications, but we've made them easier and lighter so more users will use them. They kind of have a better feel to them, and they can live on a page nicer. And we can actually deploy it in minutes across the site. The way it works is what we call the live bar is a little strip that sits at the bottom of a web page, and that has on it tabs. The tabs today are conversations, which are kind of like message forms, soapboxes, which are kind of like blogs, and chefs. A user clicks on any of these, and a translucent screen rises over the page, so you can still see the web page, even as you're interacting with community. This also means the live bar doesn't take up any real estate on the page. You have optional widgets, but you don't have to use widgets to integrate community with your page. That means you're not using up real estate, you're not slowing down the page, and you're able to have a complete integrated social experience. It's also contextually relevant. The live bar knows what page it's on.
Right.
So when you return to that page, it's aggregating the conversations that took place there. You go to a different page, a different topic, you'll get the social networking that belongs there.
To that particular page.
To that particular page.
Beautiful. I've seen a demo. Brian Person, fellow Twitter fan and podcasting fan, was kind enough to show me. It is a very elegant application, I must say. I do like the shout feature, which I thought was very nice, very similar to a Twitter application. Is it limited to 140 characters?
It is now. One thing to note about that is in our October release, we're going to be adding friends lists and broadcast activities, which will let you kind of follow these different applications. So we don't want to present this as a Twitter service,
sure.
But that element of Twitter where you can follow something, or the element of Facebook where you get the feeds on your other friends, you'll have that here as well.
Nice, very nice. I noticed a little bit of advertising in here as well. Can that be piped in externally? Is that internal? Is it Google Ads? What can that be?
Well, that's a really good question, because we find that our clients with the websites, particularly advertising-based ones, have an issue, a real estate issue. They're constrained on how many ads they can have.
Sure.
And they often have a lot of people coming to a particular page in a particular season, and they'd love to show them more ads, but they ran out of space. So one of the goals of this product was to help brands and sites have more space for advertising and promotional content. So the translucent screen has on the right a whole area that can have nothing in it, just see through to the page, or it can have an ad space. That ad space is filled by our pointing at the website's ad server, and it can be Google Ads, it can be a banner, it can be a video, it can be whatever they want it to be, and it's their ads and their content and their ad revenue. We're a private label supplier. We're not an ad share or something like that.
Right.
So a client like A&E, who's one of our first clients for this,
they'll
be piping ads right into it from their ad server. QVC, another one of our first clients, I don't know that they'll put somebody else's ads in there, but they'll probably be promoting the products they'll be selling.
Sure, or a similar product to the next possible purchase.
That's
upsell.
Right. And then Tulane University isn't exactly advertising supported, but they may put more content in it. Maybe they'll talk about the sports game this week that they want to highlight, or some article that they want to.
Great, very nice. Now, a lot of those companies to me sounded like business to consumer. Is there business to business applications that you would see for this?
Oh, sure. We count among our clients. We have about 3 or 4 dozen clients, and they're the largest brands in the world that we do social networking for. And on the business-to-business side, we do a community for HSBC in the United Kingdom, which is for startup companies.
Okay.
For American Express, we do one called Open Forum for small businesses. For Genworth Financial, we do one for their brokers. So in each of these cases, you have a company that's dealing with business business clients who are an affinity group. Mm-hmm. And just like they'll organize and try to bring them together for conferences, if they can bring them together, those people actually see more ROI in community than consumers, because they're going to get to share ideas with each other and learn from each other in the company. So we very, very definitely see applications of social networking there. And then for this product, because it adapts itself to a website, and business-to-business sites will have a lot of content and a lot of structure, but they may not have an area for people just to get together. This allows a website like that to quickly bring socialization right around that professional content that those business-to-business people are coming for.
And you mean quickly. When I was talking to Brian, we were talking, how long of a setup time would it take to put this?
Well, on the Tulane site, which is 2,500 pages, okay. I believe it was 12 and a half seconds.
12 and a half seconds.
Yeah, a larger site of many thousands of pages, we estimate it would be 30 to 45 seconds.
Okay.
And because of the nature of this, where we install a one-line JavaScript in the header tag, and we have an automatic install, it literally will deploy and socialize every page of the site in seconds. And then there's a lot of complicated extra features we have that take a couple more hours to configure.
Yeah.
But really, it's put it right on there, and then we check it. And you get seamless integration because of the overlay model. That compares today when, for a major brand, when we build a whole community site and they want it to look just like their site, that takes months because they have this big custom site. We got to match it. We can style anything quickly, but you look at like a Marriott, who's one of our clients, they have a very custom spec. Here, the overlay model, it looks just like their site because it's on their site.
Right, exactly. Beautiful. Now, do you think community is right for every brand? I mean, does every brand deserve a community?
I'm hard-pressed to think of one that doesn't.
Yep.
But what you really have to do, which is sort of what distinguishes us in the market, is you have to say, what are these businesses' goals?
Right.
And what is their brand? And more importantly now, in a social network world, what does that brand mean? Because it's very different to be a brand when people are interacting with each other through relationship networks than when they're just watching TV. So you have to think about the goals, the brand, the audience. But most businesses have a target customer set that has something in common. If nothing else, they're buying that business's products. There's something about them that's going to be in common that you could tap into. Now, maybe it's the product.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's something else. In the Dove campaign for Real Beauty, which we did, it wasn't the product. It was issues of body image and self-esteem for women. I'll give you a very kind of far-reaching example. Let's say you were a shipping company, like a UPS or a FedEx, and I'm just making this example up. And you want to get the attention of the people in the shipping department. Well, if you go study shipping departments, you'll notice that a lot of people have headphones on. It's noisy there. They're doing work. Very big music enthusiasts. You could actually create a music community for people in shipping departments that you would brand, show them that you understand who they are, and give them a venue to see more about you. Another example would be an office supply company. You think, well, what's interesting about that? Well, if you go look at who are the office supply managers in a lot of corporations, it's usually working moms who have more in common with each other across industries than they do with the people in the company they work for.
In the company, right.
And they have a lot of things to buy. They've got to manage all this stuff. They're usually coordinating events, which means they're kind of getting harried and jerked around by their managers. And they may have kids whose schedules don't work with the last-minute events they're doing. So you have three things there for those people. You have the business that they're doing.
Right.
What do they buy? How do they do it? How do they manage an office efficiently? You have, how do I deal with the organization I'm in, which doesn't understand what I do? And how do I manage my personal lifestyle, which is kids' schedules against my work schedules? A company that would go forward for them and give them value around that would be greatly appreciated and distinguish itself as somebody that understands their job and is helping them in their work, in their company, and in their personal life. So those are just examples of how you have to think about who your customer is and how they don't benefit just from an idea with your brand, but what they're doing in their business or their life and how you can help them with that. So social marketing isn't about be like me, my design. It's be with your friends or your colleagues, invite me along, and I will make it a better experience. And social networking can help most companies with that, but the company has to want to engage their customers, listen to their customers, empower their customers, and define their brand in terms of the customer experience.
Excellent. Peter, thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
And I think you have a beautiful product here. And this has been Paul Dunay, blogging and podcasting, live from Web 2.0 Expo. Thank you very much.